is Melissa Patrick with WKLM for the West Holmes School Report. And today I am speaking with the high school principal, Mr. Pringle, first. And welcome, Mr. Pringle, to the school report for this year.
Okay, thank you, Melissa. Yeah, today we're going to talk about something called PBIS. West Holmes High School was looking for a way to create a more positive and productive learning environment. And we have started a leadership class this year. And we've also been implementing a program called Positive Behavior Interventions and Supports, or PBIS for short. And a huge part of that success is thanks to the PBIS committee that is led by Ms. Kellogg. So today you'll be hearing from Ms. Kellogg about what PBIS is and how it benefits our students.
Welcome to the school report here, and this sounds like a really good program to be putting out there for these students to have.
Yeah, so it's a state mandated program. We started this program at the high school a few years ago. Its intention is to kind of, at least in how I perceive it, to kind of flip the way school has traditionally been set up to target behaviors that we constantly want to work on and critique and focus more on the positive behaviors that our students are exhibiting in our school, with the idea that giving attention to those good behaviors will encourage other students to follow them. So at the high school level, it's very school culture based, and it's intended to increase student voice and allow them to be a part of the decision-making process so that they feel ownership and proud of what they're doing. And it shows that we're proud of them for meeting our expectations on a regular basis.
So what are some of the things that you're doing with these kids here at the high school?
So far we've just been focusing on, you know, targeting behaviors that we want to see students exhibit more often. We have three school-wide expectations here at the high school, so accountability, character, and trustworthiness. And so we've targeted things so far this year, like tardies was an area that we targeted for our school-wide event, so that the students who are meeting our tardy expectations are getting recognized. And then so essentially students that aren't can start to reflect on, you know, how being tardy to school can affect their school day and, you know, maybe affect them in the long run as they get jobs and things like that. So we targeted those behaviors, and then we just recently had a big school-wide event. About 100 kids were in a dodgeball tournament, and there were some gift card trivia and games and things like that, and students were able to go to that based on having fewer than 5 tardies.
And now that you've kind of been doing this, you said it's been going for a couple years now, a few years. How are you seeing the change in the students positively?
So when we started the program, it really started at like a very ground level. So we had to establish school-wide expectations and what that looked like for our students. And then we had to find a way to collect student voice or get that data and create school culture surveys. So this is really the first year that our students are seeing the program like in action. So we don't have a lot of data yet to see how it's improving our culture, but I can say that during the school-wide event, so they had to earn this opportunity, students were constantly checking their tardies to make sure they were still eligible to be a part of it. And these are like 17, 18 year old kids. So it brought awareness to a behavior that they otherwise probably wouldn't have looked at. And then we started to discuss it. And you know, hey, you've got 3 tardies, you've got a month, you know, you need to be thinking about that. So I think discussion and awareness is a big way to make changes. And we are seeing that right away, even if we don't have the data yet to reflect on the long-term impact it's making.
So just from the beginning of the year, you're seeing some great
strides. Least discussions, yes, and that development.
What are you looking forward to now that you've got this first real good year in here going into next school year?
I mean, I would like to see us develop and continue to develop ways to get our students involved with the high school. I think high school students are unique in that they're coming into their own, and they have ideas and they want to be heard. And you want to develop that in high school students, because in 4 short years they're out and they're making those ideas known in the workforce and in their college classes. And so, I mean, I definitely want to continue to see our leadership classes and our programs develop in that way. I also think I'd like to see a long-term improvement, I feel like, in our school culture. I want the kids to want to be here. I want them to feel like it's their school and they're recognized. not just for areas that they need to improve, but areas that they're really excelling, because I think, you know, that'll help us with attendance and other issues, you know, that we may be dealing with in the long run.
And any other comments on the program that you have?
Nope, I don't think so.
You know, as the principal, how are you seeing the results from this? Are you seeing it on your level?
Yes, as Ms. Kellogg said, you know, the students do bring ideas, which is kind of what we want them to do, bring ideas to me in regards to, you know, some of the things. And like Ms. Kellogg said, it does bring discussions in regards to, you know, students starting to pay attention to those things that they may not have paid attention to before. So it's really good. I really appreciate the time and effort Ms. Kellogg and the PBIS team has put into this. And we continue to look for ways to make the program grow into the future as well. So I very much appreciate that. So
creating that confidence is something that is really important going into college and adulthood, and not just for high school use.
Absolutely. So,
and you know, it helps when it comes time for graduation.
Yes, and since we're talking about graduation, I do want to invite everyone to West Holmes High School's graduation, which will be on Friday, May 24th, 2024. This celebration recognizes the West Holmes seniors, will be held in the West Holmes High School gym at 7 p.m. So on behalf of the West Holmes staff, students, and parents, we would like to congratulate our seniors for their dedication and success at West Holmes.
It's that graduation time of year. Yes, wrapping things. Any other last comments as we wrap up the school year?
Nope. I just say thanks for a great school year and congratulations to our seniors.
That was West Holmes High School Principal Scott Pringle and the Positive Behavior Intervention and Support Leader Morgan Kellogg. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick with the West Holmes School Report.